Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another day. We thank God for making us to see another day, the ninth day of the month of February, year 2022. Wherever you are, beloved, I want you to appreciate the Lord and give God the glory. Bless his name for his mercies endure forever. Bless his name for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he continues to do. Our God is awesome. Our God is mighty. Our God cannot be compared. He is an uncomparable God. He's an incomparable God. He's the God that cannot be likened with any other God. He's the God that cannot be equal with any other God. Appreciate him and bless him. Say, Lord, I thank him. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I magnify you. You are incomparable. You are incomprehensible. You are the Almighty God. You are the greater than the greatest, the higher than the highest, the awesome God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Lord, we say thank you for all you have done. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for how you have been helping people to pray these prayers and testimony we are recording every day. We have recorded another one yesterday of the mightiness of God's power, and we are still believing God to record another one. On a daily basis, it has been testimony of the manifolds and manifestation of the power of God. We bless you, Father, for this we are doing. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. It shows and reveals to us that you are backing all this program up. Blessed be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. It's a prayer program that is always coming up every midnight. It's a program coming from 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And I'm trusting God as you also key into this program, the Almighty God will do a new thing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to appreciate the Lord and worship the Lord. Thank him for what he has done. You have done so much for us. You have taken away our sorrow. Oh glory, hallelujah, he is coming to take us home. He has done so much for us. He has taken away our sorrows. Oh glory, hallelujah, he's coming to take us home. Appreciate him. Bless his name. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we are going to high voltage prayer now. When I call the prayer, you will see the way I pray. You also pray like that. Instantly as we are praying, things begin to happen. Are you here now? You have been praying concerning one thing, and that thing refused to really manifest. Have you been praying against one thing, and that thing does not want to be surmounted? Have you been praying against a mountain, and that mountain has proved stubborn? Have you been combated with some forces? Have you been attacked with some forces and things seem to be very difficult? Now it is time for you to pray. It is time for you to now raise a war against that thing. Are you being oppressed in the dream? Are you being fed in the dream? Are you going through some strange attack in the dream? Are you having constant dream in the dream? Are you having constant sex in the dream? Are you finding yourself being, transferred back to your primary and secondary school? Where you have left 30 years ago, you see yourself back in the place. It is time for you to reach. It is time for you to pray. These are dreams of backwardness. These are dreams of stagnancy. These are dreams of retrogression. These are dreams of disappointment and frustration. You have to wage war. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and it takes a violent man to take that thing by force. Get ready right now as we pray. These seven prayers we are going to pray will address all kind of frustration, will address all kind of stagnancy, will address all kind of retrogression. It will address all kind of embargo. It will address all kind of form of the wickedness against your destiny. The Bible says, "Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end." Open your mouth and pray very well. Say, "Destiny aborter, your time is up." There, in the name of Jesus, destiny aborter, your time is up. There, in Jesus' name, we pray. Arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this one loud and clear. Say, any evil thing programmed into my life, there, in the name of Jesus, any evil thing programmed into my life, there, Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. The next prayer must be prayed aggressively. Say, satanic investment in my life. In the name of Jesus, satanic investment in my life. In the name of Jesus, satanic investment in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, plantation of household wickedness in my life be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of household wickedness in my life be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Plantation of household wickedness in my life be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I refuse to follow any evil pattern laid down for me by my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to follow any evil pattern laid down for me by my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to follow any evil pattern laid down for me by my ancestors. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody that need to repeat this prayer very well. I want you to pray this prayer very, very well. This last prayer I've just called now. Pray very well for 10, 15 minutes. Strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In Jesus' name, pray. When a strong man is attached to a particular aspect of life, it will make that place difficult for someone. If a strong man is attached to marriage, it will make marriage difficult. If a strong man is attached to somebody's career, it will make that career difficult. If strong man is attached to somebody's conception, it will make conception difficult. Conception will be easy for others, but in case of that fellow, it will be difficult. If a strong man is attached to somebody's finances, it will make that getting finances difficult. If a strong man is attached to a particular exam, it will make that exam difficult to be passed. Every other person will be passing it. Those who have thought will pass, but that fellow will not be able to pass because there's a strong man at the gate of that exam. Say, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In the name of Jesus, strong man assigned to make life difficult for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at the area of your life that you are finding very difficult to cross. You have tried that area. You cannot cross it. In fact, you are almost frustrated. You are going to call this prayer now. Say, you strong man attached to my marital breakthrough. If it's marital breakthrough, you say it. If it's academic breakthrough, you say it. Whatever. If it's business breakthrough, you say it. If you are expecting a document, you are expecting a green card, you are expecting something and it has not come, you have tried everything, pray this prayer. Say, you strong man assigned to my next level in life. In the name of Jesus, you strong man assigned to my next level in life. I command you to die, you strong man assigned to my next level in life. Die. In the name of Jesus, you strong man assigned to my next level in life. In the name of Jesus, Ripper, the Copatia, you strong man assigned to my next level in life. In Jesus' name we pray. That is a very, very good prayer. Look at what is happening already. Somebody is tied down for the past 15 years in the realm of the spirit. You have just been delivered now. Aha. There is a very heavy load on the head of a sister. That load has been shifted back to the sender. There is this sister here. Your menstruation has stopped. And things are not working very well for you at all. Within the next few days, the power of God will fall upon you mightily. And the Lord will restore back your menstruation. You have not married and your menstruation have stopped.
God is going to restore you, and things will be working. Aha. We have sister here. This is the fifth time somebody will propose to you, and you are planning the thing, and the whole thing scatter. There's a strong man against your marriage. Pray very well that prayers, and things will begin to work. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I have been talking about deliverance from mysterious battle. Deliverance from the battle that is complex. Deliverance from the battle that is mysterious. Deliverance from the battle that is very deep. Deliverance from the battle that you cannot explain. Deliverance from the battle that is like a heavy burden. Deliverance from the battle that mesmerizes evil ministers of God. Deliverance from the battle that is very, very strange. This battle is called mysterious battle. Battle that is incomprehensible. Battle that is disturbing. Battle that looks like bizarre. Battle that you cannot even explain. Today, the Almighty God will deliver us from all these frightening and disturbing strange battles in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that many, many things are going on? Many, many people are suffering from untold and strange battles. A lot of people are passing through strange experiences. Experiences they could not even explain to people. Deep experiences that sometimes it looks very, very frightening. But one thing that is very clear, there is no battle that God Almighty cannot handle. There is no battle that prayer cannot crush. There is no battle that the Almighty God cannot destroy. Every mysterious battle has a beginning, and it has also an end. Prayer can terminate a mysterious battle. Prayer can go to the root of a mysterious battle and reveal what is there. Prayer can explain all that is going on in the life of a man and give solution to that life. That is why you need to pray. I told you that every mysterious battle is always as a result of strange curses and hidden deep covenant. Hidden deep covenant. Covenant that are hidden. Hidden deep covenant. There are a lot of strange covenants that are hidden. Many, many covenants that are hidden are as a result of strange battles. Covenant that has been formed by your ancestors, and you do not know anything about it. You do not know what the sign with the power of darkness. The condition of the statement, you are not aware. The terms of the statement, you are not aware. Party involved in that covenant, you are not aware. What to keep? To keep that statement on, you are not aware. To keep that covenant on, you are not aware. And you know, covenant is a formed agreement that is legally binding between two or more people. It's a kind of contract signed by parties. Covenant is a very strong, powerful thing in the realm of the spirit. It is a condition of statement or action not made known to anybody other than those who are in that covenant. Why the covenant is very strong is because someone who has a spiritual authority over your life can engage in that covenant on your behalf, and is binding on you. Why the covenant is very strong is that they can involve you in that covenant in the dream, and you are not aware. Beloved, this has brought a lot of calamity and tragedies to the life of people. This kind of covenant has brought bondages in the life of people. Hidden covenants are very deep. Hidden covenants are very, very deep in nature. It can make life miserable. It can bring some strange problems into life. It can make destiny to be crawling. Until the revelation of that covenant is made known. That is why the Bible says, God knows the secret things. He understands the deep and secret thing. And he can reveal those things to us. Daniel chapter 2 verse 22. The Bible says, he revealed the deep and secret thing. That deep is mysterious. Deep and secret thing. He knows what is in darkness and the light is in him. All that has been done in the dark is known by God. And God can reveal them unto you also. The hidden covenant, they are the unknown kind of covenant that can make a believer, even unbeliever, to be suffering. It is very, very strange covenant. It can be a covenant that was entered to through food. Only the power of God can go deep into our life to search out this hidden covenant. Many people have married to spirit husband and wife, unknown to them. Many have entered into hidden covenant through what they have shared together with a friend. Some have entered into evil covenant, to hidden covenant, through carelessness of their hidden lifestyle, or sometimes their eating style or their lifestyle. Do you know that people can enter into hidden covenant through dreams? They can enter into hidden covenant through sexual immorality. We must begin to pray some aggressive prayer now. You need to get ready now aggressively. I know that when you pray, all hidden covenant shall be exposed, and the secret shall be made known. And there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I am trusting God that all hidden covenant as a result of incision, hidden covenant as a result of eating habit, hidden covenant as a result of circumcision, that covenant shall be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to deal with it very well, because it can cause childlessness, barrenness, sicknesses and infirmity. It can cause unstable life. It can cause lateness in marriage. It may not even make some people to get married. Until you break in the covenant and deal with them to the root and pray for the revelation to know them, this will be binding on the people. Get ready as we pray. Wherever you are, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, show me mercy and deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you get a mantle in your hand? Get a bottle of water. Get a bottle of oil. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bring this mantle before you. A mantle can be an handkerchief. It can be your clothes. It can be anything that you can hold in form of clothing material. Heavenly Father, we thank you because of this mantle. I decree from here that that mantle shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The fire of deliverance shall envelope that mantle. The blood of Jesus shall soak the mantle now in the name of Jesus. Through this mantle, bondages shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, we pray that the oil and the water shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus. They shall become water and oil of power, deliverance, and healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that resurrection power shall enter into this oil and water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we are going to pray. Put that mantle on your head and drink a little of the oil or water as we pray this prayer aggressively. Get ready now. Say this one loud and clear. My foundation receive deliverance by fire. I want you to pray it now like a militant soldier. My foundation, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My foundation, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My foundation, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My foundation, receive deliverance by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Take the oil and rub it on your chest and say this one loud and clear. Lay your hand upon your chest. Say, generational battles, generational yokes, in the name of Jesus. Generational battles, generational yokes, in the name of Jesus. Generational battles, generational yokes, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, look at it now. Aha, something is going there. Anoint your belly button now and say this prayer very well. Ancient witchcraft and their investment in my life, in the name of Jesus. Ancient witchcraft and their investment in my life, in the name of Jesus. Ancient witchcraft and their investment in my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Ancient witchcraft and their investment in my life, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anoint your two hands and say this one loud and clear. Say, arrow of bewitchment in my hands, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of bewitchment in my hands, go back to the sender. Go back in Jesus' name. Rub the oil on your legs and say, healing power of the Lord, deliverance power of the Lord, come upon my legs in the name of Jesus. Healing power of the Lord, deliverance power of the Lord, come upon my leg in the name of Jesus. Healing power of the Lord, deliverance power of the Lord, come upon my legs in the name of Jesus. Healing power of the Lord, deliverance power of the Lord, come upon my legs in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Now I want you to get ready now as you pray this prayer with fervency and with power. Say, every hidden covenant that is making my life to suffer, in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant that is making my life to suffer, in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant that is making my life to suffer, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, reveal to me the secret I need to know about what I am passing through in the name of Jesus. My Father, reveal to me the secret I need to know about what I'm passing through in the name of Jesus. My Father, reveal to me the secret I need to know about what I'm passing through in the name of Jesus. My Father, reveal to me the secret I need to know about what I'm passing through in Jesus' name we pray. Say, ancestral hidden covenant that is making my life miserable, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral hidden covenant that is making my life miserable, break in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, thank you, Father. That is it. Look at it now. Something is going on there. Lord, we pray that every hidden covenant bringing problems to our life shall die in the name of Jesus. You hidden covenant bringing problems into the life of that brother, bringing problem to the life of that sister, there in the name of Jesus, there in the name of Jesus, there in Jesus' name we pray. I command all secrets you need to know to be exposed to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Aha. Now raise up your prayer request. Lord, we thank you for this prayer request. Answer them by fire. Let heaven open on this request in Jesus' name we pray. Now I decree into the life of all those who are writing exam this week, may the heaven support you and the yoke of darkness be broken. You are going to pass that exam in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have written one exam twice, thrice, and they have not been able to pass, you have written it twice, you have written it thrice, and you have not been able to pass that exam. The strong man attached to that exam is buried today in the name of Jesus. You will pass this one in Jesus' name. I pray for as many people that have been experiencing disappointment, marital disappointment, proposal disappointment. I command you be free today and be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to enter into marital settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who have been struggling to get the fruit of the womb. They have tried this, tried that, tried this, tried that, and solution has not come. The yoke is broken today in the name of Jesus, and you are free. All those who are into business and things are not working, may heaven look down and favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Aha, this is wonderful. Many things have just happened now. As you pray this prayer on your own, take your time to pray very well, and you will see what the Lord will do. I know one thing. God is going to do great things. Beloved, by the time you are ending this prayer, take about 5 minutes to 10 minutes to just praise God, worship Him, because He has answered your prayers. And believe Him, it is already settled. Aha. Beloved, in case you have testimony or one or two things to let us know or to join you in prayers, send that information through the WhatsApp number. Just send it like information. Type it and send it to our WhatsApp. Or it can be sent through the WhatsApp 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship@Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fextac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.